Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for today is the parable of Jesus. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard." I think maybe you might remember Rodney Dangerfield. Remember him, the comedian? He made a living out of complaining that he didn't get any respect. He'd say things like, "I don't get no respect. When I was a kid, all I knew was rejection. I had a yo-yo. It never came back." And then he said something about that he was kidnapped once. He said, "The ransom note to my parents said, pay $5,000 or you'll get your kid back." You remember Rodney? He complained how everybody else was treated better than him. And he made a living at it and became famous. He said that he had dogs, and his dogs didn't give him any respect. He said, "My dog, his favorite bone is in my arm." His jokes, of course, weren't always clean, so we didn't let the kids listen to Rodney. But I liked him because he made fun of himself. And he made us feel that we weren't the only ones who weren't always treated like we thought we ought to be. No matter how bad things got in your life, you were never so bad off as Rodney Dangerfield was. Jesus told a parable about the kingdom of heaven. And in that parable, there's a guy who reminds me of Rodney Dangerfield. The parable is about this vineyard and how this owner goes out and he needs workers for it. And so, as you heard today, he hires some right away early in the morning, and then some about 9 o'clock, and then some about noon, and then about 3 o'clock. And finally, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he still finds people standing around with nothing to do, and he says, "Come and work for me, and I'll pay you." So when the day's over, he's paying them. And the guy who comes early in the morning starts complaining because he sees the guy that came at 5 o'clock and only worked for an hour is getting the same full day's pay. And that's the guy who reminds me of Rodney Dangerfield. It's as if he's saying, "Hey, I don't get no respect here. I worked the whole day. You only pay me this much. I should be getting more." And that's what you get for working in the vineyard of a Jewish carpenter, I suppose. But Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is going to be like this. He says, you may have been a Christian all your life. You may have been to church every Sunday. You may have gone to Bible class and studied the Holy Scriptures, gave great offerings to the church. You could even be a missionary and lived your whole life overseas or donated all of your earnings in your life, given your whole fortune to the church. But in the end, when it's all over, God says you're going to receive the same as people who lived sinful lives. Even people who caused great hurt and thought only of themselves all of their lives, generally made a nuisance of themselves here. They are going to get the same reward as you do. The last day, God's going to open the doors of heaven and he's going to welcome them in and say, "Welcome to your eternal home, my good and faithful servant." Now, we don't like that, do we? We don't think that's fair. Maybe because we're Americans, and Americans think that everybody should work for what they get. No one should get a free ride. You have to strive for things. Nothing good comes to those who just sit around and do nothing. So I suppose this morning from this Bible reading, if we had a complaint against God, it would be because he's too generous. He's not being fair. He's not treating people like they deserve. And that's not right, because we've been here our whole lives, haven't we? Most of us, you've been Christians most of your lives. And good times and bad, you'd always been at church. You've given offerings. This whole St. John Church building is just a testament to that, and school and gymnasium. We're here for the Lord. He's called us and we want to serve him. Can it be after this whole life we've lived, that we're not getting all the respect from God that we deserve. Well, the parable is a picture of what grace, that we talk about so much here in church, is really all about. No, God doesn't treat us like we deserve. It's not that God didn't give us a reward at the end of our life for following him. In fact, we have that now, don't we? We're here to celebrate today. Our sins are forgiven. Our past disgraces are erased. We have been deeded a title to our heavenly homes. Our complaint is that he's forgiving everybody in this way. Everyone who calls on the name of Jesus. Even those who we might call bad people. He loves them too. And they don't deserve it. Or so we might think. But the parable teaches us that this is the way that God wants to work in the world. And who are we to complain? After all, which one of you has lived a sinless life, a sin-free life? No, we have not. And so we don't really have a right to complain to God about the deal that he's offering us. Think about it. Free forgiveness. Just believe in your heart that Jesus took your sins on himself on the cross, and it's yours. Now, that's a deal. Too good to be true, isn't it? And that's it, because God doesn't think the way that we do. Even in this great country, America, with all its opportunities, God has a different plan, the way salvation works, you know? Isaiah 55 says to us today, as we read it, the Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. And it just goes to show us that this grace that we talk about here in church is a wonderful thing. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. Grace is based on one thing and one thing alone, and that is Jesus, God's Son, God himself, taking your sins upon himself on the cross, going through death for you, so you don't have to face eternal punishment when you die, but you're instead welcomed into the heavenly kingdom of our Father. Now that, my friends, is grace. And we're here to celebrate that this morning again. So whether you've been a hardworking church member all your life, or you just stepped in here today for your first time, we all get the same thing. Sins forgiven, eternal life when life is over. And none of us deserve it. None of us. Grace alone saves. Now, please note that Jesus says that the parable is about the kingdom of heaven. Okay? It's not how we should expect the rest of our life here in the world to be. You know, where you can't just show up for work for 1 hour and expect the boss to pay you for 8 hours. And it doesn't work this way in the world, only in the next. And no, you can't be a grouch, a mean person, expect people to like you and work well with you. You can't give yourselves over to sin and do whatever impulse comes into your mind or into your body and expect the Holy Spirit to stay there with you and keep you in the faith. And you can't make money the god of your life and serve it and do everything for it and expect to find the peace and the contentment that the Bible's talking about that only God can give. It doesn't work that way. And regarding God's church, you know, we shouldn't act that way towards him. We shouldn't put off following him until our 11th hour and then think, oh, okay, well, maybe there's a hell, so I'm going to come back to the Lord now. No, some do this in the world, yet they miss out. They miss out because they don't have that joy, that benefit of knowing God in their life and knowing the peace that comes from him watching over you and having that contentment and that courage and hope that living the Christian life gives you. Because when we see how wonderful and forgiving God is to us, it inspires us. And it makes us want to live our lives for him. You know, it's not like he has to come out and find his people and tell them, oh, go into the vineyard and work. It's rather the Holy Spirit touches us and we want to serve God. We want to work in his vineyard. We want to offer our lives in service to him because he has called us and made us, declared us to be worthy to serve in his kingdom despite our many sins. And so we desire to imitate his goodness and bring our best possible offering so that his kingdom may go forward and reach farther into the world. We want to do this because we know how much he has done for us. And when God blesses others, he is doing no wrong to us. It's his grace. We can be glad that he's spreading it around like he is, and that we are part of spreading that kingdom of God further as we tell the world what a great God we have. Truly, we are not getting the respect that we deserve. That's good, because that respect would punish us eternally for every sin that we had committed. God treats us much better than our sins deserve. He forgives us. He welcomes us into his kingdom. And he has great and wonderful things prepared for us in the life that's yet to come. Let that be your guide, your strength, your encouragement, and your hope as you live each day as a follower of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace that passes understanding keep your hearts and minds to life everlasting. Amen.